B-Pod Studios.
This what y'all wanted for 98 miles? Alright, man, you got it. Hey, well, listen, man, I'm only giving y'all a little bit, you know what I mean? Check me out. Let me give off the 98.5. You could have done better behind the wise guy. Touch and rich will give you good sports, but your hip game sucked and you ugly as f***. Touch it look like Al Bundy on crap, while rich look like you been banged from the back. I got a new name for you. I bet you like that. It's the Lil Sloan Pack. Can you imitate that? Ha ha. I bet you like that. Strip club on the way. Wall dick, where you at? 898 miles, man. Y'all sure y'all want me to do this, man?
What about Tony Mack?
Let me get something straight. Tony, I heard you was gay.
Bird Trans next.
That can't be so. Mark Debuchin is the one that told me so. Ha ha.
Mike Felger.
On the pretty ass Scott. I heard you was Tom Dick Jacket. Tell me now. Tell me now. Ha ha. I got a couple more people I could get, man. But you know what I mean? I'm going to leave it at this. I did this for y'all. All right. Wall Dick, where you at?
985, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, and that is the voice of Brandon Merriweather, who is brought to you this morning by DN Van Lines. DN Van Lines is the moving company who knows your playbook, audibles around your schedule, and does their job. An approved mover of the DOD, 851-MOVER. That's dnvanlines.com. Brandon Merriweather, hello!
What it do?
It's all good.
That's dude. Wallach's line, not yours.
That's right. What is Wallach supposed to say when you say what it do?
I don't even remember, man. Wallach don't even know how to say what it do.
Yeah. Well, like, what it do there, feller?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah, there you go.
Do you know that he fixed a massive gap in his teeth?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, now he's a lady killer.
Sure he is.
Now he can't. He can't stop getting laid. All right.
Hold on. When Walt Dick married like 7 times or something like that?
No. He had one disastrous marriage, and he is currently married right now with twins, two children. So,
okay.
Who knows how long that's going to last, let's be honest. I mean, when you're John, you're got a lot on your table. I mean, let's not. I mean, it's got to be hard to stay faithful when you have that kind of reputation.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, you know how it is. You and him probably have a lot in common. Like, you go out and females immediately know. Hey, this is good.
No, I doubt it.
Yeah, but females go like, oh, wow, this good-looking guy, and he's got some money on him. And with Wallach, it's the same thing. They know Wallach has got tons of cash. You should see the way he dresses.
Yeah, I see.
Dockers aren't cheap. All right. So, Brandon Merriweather, there is a controversy surrounding the Patriots. They have some film of the Cincinnati sideline the week before their game yesterday. Is there any advantage to taping someone's sideline? Is there stuff in the NFL that goes on where that would be helpful?
Absolutely.
Really, because some ex-players are saying that nowadays they're everything is like so through headsets and things like everything.
But there are coaches that say there are subtle things that you can learn from it. Like what you said, you can learn something from filming a sideline. What do you think these guys are trying to see there?
Man, you can learn a lot from looking at a sideline, man. That's. You know, don't get me wrong. Nowadays, yes, a lot of it is done through the helmet, but you still have to communicate. You know, like you could, like let's say we had a blitz on and we were disguising, and they had stacked receivers, and me and you were passing it off. So, and we do the signal. So now you understand. Like now. Tom know, like, oh, they just did the signal. Like, even if we disguising and I'm back deep, 30 yards deep in the middle, when he see that signal, he know immediately that we blitzing and that it's a pass coming. I mean, that we passing some off with the stacks. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So that's like that. Like, that subtle stuff like that, you know, you watching the sideline, you could tell. and you could get clues like that. And that's a huge advantage.
Did you ever before a game get any kind of tips as to what signals the upcoming team was using?
No, I didn't. We haven't. Like, honestly, man, when I was playing for the Patriots, we like, stuff like that was never told us. Like, what I used to do is, like, I'll go watch the TV copy. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll get a game, and I'll go watch the TV copy, and I'll get, and see with the TV copy, you see hand signals from each other, you know, playing. Like, they replay Peyton Manning showing a hand signal to Reggie. Like, and, you know, I go watch 3-4 games, and if I see that hand signal, if they run the same thing, then I know that hand signal wasn't fake.
Okay. I see what you're saying. And did you ever see a situation where one of the coaches, like one of your coaches, was looking at the other sideline and immediately yelled out something to the defense for you guys to change?
No. The closest thing I had to that was we was playing against the Saints, and we changed the defense, and Drew Brees said, "They ain't cover two. They ain't cover two." Like, that's the closest thing I had to that.
Okay. All right. Well, I see that. It's funny. We had Ted Johnson on here. We have him on every week. And, you know, he played in those Patriots teams in the early 2000s. And he was telling us that there were some quarterbacks that just wouldn't change their plays, like their signals. Like, they would yell something, and it would be the same thing from the week before. And it was almost just like found money. Like, you knew exactly what they were going to do. Did you find that there were quarterbacks who just – rarely ever changed it, and from watching the tape the week before, you knew exactly where they were going to be?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Who was the laziest? Like, out of all of, like, who was the guy who, like, was the, who was the laziest, and on the other end, who was the trickiest to figure out?
The trickiest was Peyton Manning, by far. Like, Peyton Manning will do the same signal 3 different times, and it'll be 3 different plays. Like he'll change a play like 3 different times, and he'll do the same signal. He'll do a kill signal, and you think he's going into a run, but he really going back into the play that he had the first time. Like, Peyton Manning was the trickiest with that. I would say probably Jay Cutler was the one who every time I played him, they had the same sickness, like from week to week. You know, I would say, probably one of the people that I say was probably the same.
Yeah.
So he's dumb pretty much, right?
No. Jay Cutler is actually very smart. The crazy part, he actually is smart.
Oh, really?
I just think that, you know, people don't think about the small details like that.
Was he quarterback? Because you played for the Bears, right, for a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, was he your quarterback at that time?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, so yes. Did he command respect of the offense? Because there were stories of him just kind of, you know, everyone knows smoking Joe Cutler, just kind of being mopey. Did he command the respect of his players?
No. Jay was just Jay, you know. Jay would sit there. To be honest with you, I think the whole year that we played together, I think I heard Jay say maybe 8 words. Like, so no, he just walked around quiet and really never talked to nobody.
So how do you know he's smart?
I done seen him dissect some things before. Okay. You know, I done seen him, you know, change his play into the right play because the defense was set up. But, you know, I done watched him a little bit. So, you could tell a smart player.
All right, do you think the Patriots deserve to get in trouble for the video that they shot?
No.
Okay.
You shot a film of the worst team in the league. Like, really, you trying to cheat on the worst team in the league? No.
Well, granted, I do
think they should get fined. Yes, I think they should get a little fine. You know, And it's crazy because the same thing that happened with Spygate, they use the same excuse. And that's the problem. That's the problem with it, is that you use the same exact excuse when you were doing Spygate. So, but no, I don't think, for this right here, I think they get a little fine and let it go.
How sick of you, how sick of it were you as a Patriots player hearing other players on other teams, other fan bases, trying to discount some of the success that you had because they always thought you were cheating?
I really ain't give a damn. Just being honest, I ain't care at all.
But you heard it, though, right?
Yeah, man. Listen, everybody want to knock the lose, knock the win off the top of the mountain. Everybody. So whatever you got to do to knock the win off the top of the mountain, that's what you're going to do.
All right, let's go to five questions with Brandon Merriweather, our good friend, restaurateur, man about town, a man who knows that you can get a good steak at Rachel's over there in outside of Winter Park. All right, Rich, what are the questions we have?
All right, first one submitted. Who is the most superstitious player that you ever played with?
I don't know. I probably would say DJ Williams. Not DJ. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know too many people got too many superstitions.
Really? Because I thought the NFL was riddled with them. I thought there were people who wouldn't, you know, change their socks. I mean, you hear about this stuff all the time. People who have unbelievable superstitions, and that just didn't run across that.
Nah, not too many people do stuff like that.
It's a baseball thing.
You know how hard it is to wear the same exact socks every week? Like,
it's not sanitary.
I don't know too many people like that.
I think we probably discussed this before, but you'll still go on the record that Larry Izzo. Did you play with Larry Izzo?
Yeah. I played 5 years with Larry Izzo.
Yeah, okay. He's the grossest player you ever played with.
Yes, sir.
We've discussed that.
I just wanted to throw it in there.
The old eating eggs on the toilet.
Yes, sir.
Larry, my guy, man. Larry called me after he heard that, man, and told me he never did that. And I told him he a lie, but, you know, Larry, my guy, man.
Let's put it this way. No one that we've talked to that were on those Patriots teams has said anything but that he was gross. So I just, for the people that are tuning in for the first time, mm-hmm. I just share that information.
All right. As the guy who wrote VIP on Swole, what's the most you've ever spent on bottle service?
On bottle service, 10 grand.
Whoa. Now, how many people was that for?
It was the DBs. It was my DBs in Washington. We all went to Vegas, and I had one night, and I ended up spending 10 grand that night.
Oh, did you get one of those, like, giant champagne bottles, like the Ace of Spades things? I know when the Bruins won the champion, those Magnums, is that what you were drinking?
No, man, hell no, I don't drink that crap. to be honest with you, oh, that's nasty. It's nasty. I really don't know nobody who actually like it that drink it.
All right, what is your drink of choice?
Hennessy, of course, you know that.
You love the cognac, that's right.
Yeah.
Get yourself
I have seen somebody spend like $36,000 one night in a club and bottle service.
Oh, my God.
Now, was it a club or was it a strip club?
No, it was a club.
Oh, wow. Listen, $36,000. You got to have it, you know? If you got it, you got to spend it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take it with you.
No, you don't. You can't take it with you, but you can leave it for your kid.
That's right.
So, sometimes you can, when there's enough females around, you can lose track of your children.
The ugliest fan base?
College or pros?
You could go either one.
Let's start with pros.
The ugliest fan base in the pros, I would have to say Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's some ugly
All dressed like Darth Vader and stuff like that, right?
All right, but you seem to want to go college. Is there any college that was the ugliest?
The ugliest in college from when I was playing was West Virginia.
Yeah, you hate West Virginia, right? They were like all racist to you and stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's just shocking.
I absolutely hate West Virginia.
Yeah, I don't know why anyone would go choose to take a scholarship.
What do they look like? Can you describe what the West Virginia fan base looks like?
They look like, no disrespect to anybody, but they look like trailer park trash. They had no teeth in their mouth. They had dip in it. They was, man. The ugly fan base by far.
Yeah, I've never understood why, if you had a choice of scholarships, why the hell you would ever go to West Virginia.
Me either.
Yeah, I mean, just let's go to, like, where they film Deliverance. All right.
Like, for real, do anybody really grow up being a fan of West Virginia? Like, let's be honest.
I mean, how many people in West Virginia have televisions to even watch the games?
They all got shotguns, though.
Oh, yeah. Shotguns. Those guys all got AKs. They're preparing for the apocalypse. All right. Is there
I got like one for him, if you don't mind. You played with Eli Manning your last year of your career. Looks like he might have played his last game yesterday, possibly, for the Giants. Do you think he's a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, he'll get in. He'll get in.
Should he?
He'll get in. Should he get in? I don't know. I think what I think the Hall of Fame mean and what, you know, the committee think the Hall of Fame mean is two different things. You know, if I was picking by myself, absolutely no, he won't get in. But with the committee, the way they go by, yeah, he'll get in.
All right. Well, listen, Brandon Merriweather.
Hall of Fame of having your mouth agape.
That's right. He looked like he always was confused. But not this is Eli Manning. Brandon, have a wonderful Christmas, and we will talk to you in 2000. What the hell is it going to be? 2020. We appreciate your time, sir.
All right, you guys. Hey, man, y'all go donate, man.
Oh yeah. Tweet out your link.
It gotta be done by Wednesday.
All right. Tweet out your link, and I'll retweet it.
All right. Hey man, so what's going on with me coming up there, man?
All right. Well, we will handle that this week, and we will get our ducks in a row this week. Did you see that Rich was at a club and was at a casino, and that they came through? The girls came through with a sign that said, "Well, Dick, where you at?"
No, y'all posted it?
Go to my Instagram and go to my my Twitter account. I posted them on both of them, and I actually tagged you on it. I tagged you on it because I wanted, of anyone to see it, you see it. I'm going to tell the story about how it happened coming up.
Yeah,
but
His Instagram is at Toucher and Rich. But yeah, there was I guess I wasn't there, but I guess there's this this procession of females that come through, and they had a sign that said, "Walt Dick, where you at?"
Get it out, man.
Go check it out. At Toucher and Rich, our Instagram, Toucher and Rich Official.
Hey, man, we need to get that trademark, man, because everywhere I go, people saying that.
All right. Well, we will. All right. And by the way, you coming up is not entirely on us. You got to get your people on the phone with our people.
I told you, y'all holler at me. I do it myself.
Okay. All right. Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that.
Yeah. All right,
all right,
see you,
man. Take it easy.
All right. Well, we got to talk about Friday night.
Okay. Right. I was around you guys for about 10 minutes. But we will talk about what happened for the big show party in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey. The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and Friday night we had our annual party there. Rich had booked a restaurant there at the Encore, and I can just give you, because I missed apparently everything, so like I'll just tell you that I got there, I started playing blackjack, I had drinks, and then I sat down at the table and I realized I wanted to play blackjack again.
So I bothered everyone to come with me. No one would. So I got up and played blackjack. And that was my story. And then when I was done playing black, I won a lot of money. And then when I was done playing blackjack, I left. So that's my story of the evening.
So what time did you get there? Because our reservations were at like 8.
I think I got there at like before 7.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you've been there for at least an hour playing.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And I was like drinking pretty good.
Okay.
And so when I came to the table, I was already pretty buzzed. And then, we sat there and I said, you know, I haven't been in a casino in a long time. Blackjack's fun.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
So I went. I just got up and I bugged Murray to come with me, but he was smart and he stayed. So I just went and played blackjack. I won a lot of money. You guys came at exactly the right time because I was starting to bet very irresponsibly.
It was because we were at the table. And by the way, on the way there, I get a call on my cell phone and I see it's Zolak and I answer it. And I go, hello? And he goes, Hurricane Zolak on the casino floor. High-fiving people. What's up? And I just heard him like high five people, and then that was it. And I hung up.
I saw him.
No. We hung out with him for a little bit.
Well, I saw him when I was leaving.
Okay, so.
And he was very concerned that he offended me the next day.
What?
He was just concerned. He didn't do anything.
No.
He didn't do anything at all.
But it was great because at 8 o'clock, all of us kind of meet at the little front part of the bar where Mystique is. And then, you know, Fred and Stephanie, you know, are there and we're all there together. And we say, okay, let's go sit at our table. So we go and sit down. And we are sitting down for 5 minutes. And Fred immediately gets up and goes to the other end of the table where Joe Murray is and tries to convince Joe to go gambling. It's like, I don't want to be here. Let's go gamble. And so
I wanted to go. I just didn't. I wanted to eat.
It's like, it's like the ultimate, like, where do I go?
Stephanie, my wife, was like all pissy the next day. And she's like, you were being obnoxious to Joe.
Oh, no, you weren't. You actually were great. It was funny.
It was funny.
No, and I'm like, you don't understand. I work with these guys every day. Like, what are you talking about not tea with the queen.
The best was that when we came out, we were done eating and you had been out there. We went to go find you, so we go walking out, and as we're walking up to the table, we see that you've got a big stack, like you're betting a big, it was like $700 or something at this time.
It was more than that.
Okay, well, on one hand it was a big stack.
Yeah, it was more, over $700.
And as we're walking out, we see that they give you a 19. Good hand to have, a good hand. And then Nick walks up behind you and puts his hand on your shoulder. He's like, how's it going? And as soon as he says that, she flips it over and she has a 20. And you still go, like, Nick was, the timing couldn't have been better for Nick to be the cooler of whatever hot hand or streak you were going on. And then you lost that. But then immediately afterwards, I think you like split aces or something and you hit huge.
Yeah.
But he had walked away from the table at that point.
I had a lot of money on the table there.
Yeah, you did.
Not good, but at least I hit it.
You did.
And I hit it in front of you guys.
It was
so
great.
I had split aces, so I was feeling good about myself. So as predicted by everyone, I then left. All right, so what happened after I left?
So it's about 11, what, I think like 11:15 or something. So we go over to the nightclub there, a memoir, and when we get there, it's about half full at that point, and they bring us to one of the tables, and, you know, there's... We have the every table's got their own private server, and she's super nice. So we get there, and it's fine, it's good. The music's kind of going, it's half full, it's filling up. It's, you know, a little more laid back than I thought it was going to be. And we're all hanging out, drinking and ordering food. And then they first come out, and we order our drinks, and they have the lights that blink, and they put it down there. And it was fine, it was okay, it was good. They put it down on the table, and then Mike goes, "Hey, listen, I'm going to go gamble. I'm going to take off." So Mike takes off. All of a sudden, midnight hits. And when midnight hits, and Dan can attest to this, like, something weird happened.
Like the real DJ showed up.
The real DJ showed up. The place all of a sudden was slam-packed, and all of a sudden the ceiling was moving, lasers were shooting, and this dude with a gigantic confetti cannon came right next to me and just launched this crap everywhere. We're like, all right, this is weird, and it's packed, and it's going crazy. And we
were dancing.
And of course, we were doing all the racket stupid.
Joe Murray dancing is...
It's the best. It's the best.
It's a guy who doesn't like standing up.
He just does like the wings, like he's flying with his hand and does the bounce.
Yeah. He's like, he's keeping it smooth. I understand.
Right.
It was fun. It was awesome.
So throughout the night, we start seeing all of these people ordering these drinks, and they come out with the lights. And then there's one person who came out with a big sign. It said like, "Happy Birthday, Dave." And I went, "Oh man, how do we get one of those?" And I asked Sophia, who was our bartender, and I said to her, "How do we get a sign like that?" And she goes, "Well, that's for, you know, people who order like this big bottle of champagne. They usually bring it out." And I said, yeah, you know, I'll think about it. You know, we got this guy who's on the show that, you know, we really, you know, we couldn't make it. And I'd love to have him out here. And, you know, it would be cool if we put his name in a sign or something like that. And she goes, okay, well, just let me know if, you know, you want to do something like that. Great. So it gets to be about almost 1 in the morning at this point. Maybe it's like 12:45. And she comes up to me and she goes, what was the name of the guy on your show that you wanted to make a sign for? And I said, his name's Waldick. She goes, okay, can you type it into my phone? And I did that. And she goes, okay, do you want like happy birthday? And I said, no, but can you do this? And I put in, Waldick, where you at? 15 minutes later, from up on top of the stairs, there were maybe like 8 to 12 women dressed as Santa Claus. Some of them wearing stormtrooper masks, some of them wearing Thanos hands on their thing with the power glove on it, and one woman in a sleigh, sitting in a sleigh that they're carrying as if she's Cleopatra, and another one on someone's shoulder behind them. One girl's got a giant glowing weight belt, and the other one is holding a giant sign that says,
Waldick, well, yeah.
Big Waldick, and the place went crazy when they saw it. Like, they're like, woo! They started yelling Waldick and stuff. Waldick, and they came over and they brought this giant bottle of champagne for us.
No,
brought it to the table, and then after that, I was there for about 30 more minutes.
That made the night, though.
It was,
that
was dude. Awesome. It was. I was laughing so, because I mean, it was a parade that they had put together.
I saw it. With the Waldick side,
like the most gratuitous over the top thing. And after, oh, and the other thing too is when they got to the table, the dude with the giant confetti cannon just launched it all over all of us, dude. It was insane. And so after that was done, I drank for a little bit longer, and I left around like 1:15. I went and gambled. Apparently, something happened after I left.
So we left a little bit.
Hang on. And there's somebody who's very concerned.
Okay. All right.
All right. So we have to.
And it's finally not me.
It's not you. There's, all right. Something happened. And I need to know this story too. But I do know that there's one worry bird here on the show.
Yes. There is a man with a certain heart condition is about to find out some things he did. There will be. We'll continue discussion after the headlines. We're talking about our holiday party that our show had at the Encore, and my story is over as I gambled throughout the whole dinner and then left as soon as you guys were done with dinner. But so far we have learned that the rest of the crew has got a table at the one of the nightclubs there.
Memoir,
and Rich has procured a sign that says, Waldick, where you at? And there's a procession of girls that you never see out in the wild. They're just like,
They are not from here.
There's no way. The Encore had to have like hired girls from like one of their other casinos.
Yeah.
And been like, here's like a ton of money. Because like legit, you never see girls like this out in the wild.
No. Yeah.
What? I don't know. Because when we were on BCN, we there was like a lot of hot girls. I don't know. So anyway.
Right. Dan was saying they live in the casino. They never leave. They just keep them there.
That's right. I don't know. When we were in BCN, there was some very good looking
and just impossibly nice, too. Like everyone was like. Like Sophia, the one that we had, was just. She's the one who hooked that whole thing up. Like she was the one who got that done, which was awesome. That made the night. So I left around 1:15. Mary and I said, all right. And Dan, I think, left right around 1. I think Dan stuck in
props
there for a while.
Dan
was the man. Like, he really hung in there. Like I left right after you, Dan.
Perhaps I have this reputation of doing the Irish goodbye that I invented. Yeah. But, yeah, Nick, he was so concerned at one point. Well, then I lost Nick completely, but he was very concerned about where I was standing and whether or not I was like he kept looking at my glass. He's like, do you need more alcohol? And you need more drink? And I'm like, Nick, it's okay. And I'm adult. I'm good here. I'm having a good time. People watching.
So. Oh yeah. The people watching was fantastic.
Did Nick gamble?
Okay.
So I don't think so.
Money to gamble.
Well, let's get to this then, because I don't know exactly what happened afterwards.
Pocketed it.
At 1:15, I leave. How late did and staying there was Bird and his girlfriend, Joe and his wife, and Nick and his girlfriend, right? Am I missing anybody?
Yep,
okay, you six. So I took off at that point. How late did you guys stay?
Till about 2, a little bit after 2. So they cleared out. You guys left. They were like, all right, do you guys want anything else? By the way, we killed a bottle of Tito's and a bottle of gin and whatever else they left
and
out
and a bottle
there.
Of champagne. And 2 buckets of Truly and
yeah, we crushed
beer.
All the booze. So I'm a giant watermelon. I was drunk. I was wasted. And I see Nick fading. When I tell you fading, he's like, I got about 6 minutes in me, man. And I look at his girl and I'm like, all right, I think you guys should leave. So they end up leaving. And it's me, Bert, and his girl, my wife. And all of a sudden, it's like, all right, well, let's like I start drinking waters and Red Bulls, like whatever's left over, just to like, all right, I'm going to just try to hydrate myself to get out of this place. We leave. People are talking to us. Wife's yelling at people. I'm trying to tell people to get away from me. We get into where, like, the cab and Uber line is.
You didn't gamble anymore.
I know. Yeah. We tried, dude. It was packed.
It was packed. I've never seen it as packed.
I'm hearing that you, Joe, like, when it were, like, on the verge of fighting.
Some dude said something to me, and I looked back at him, and he goes, I don't want any beef. I don't want any beef. And I just, like, looked at him, like, I'm going to smack you. Anyways, so I got a little mad. Anyway, so we're leaving, and we go to the front door. And by the way, Nick and his girl left 15 minutes before us, 20 minutes maybe. And I see him on the ground, passed out. Nick, where the? Please come in here, Nick. He's passed Nick out on the ground.
If you have Twitch, you can see Nick get visibly uncomfortable.
And just so you know, his girl has got two phones trying to get an Uber there. Now, it's not easy because the surge is up. It's 2 in the morning. Imagine all the people outside at
everyone,
2 in the morning.
Right, everyone's leaving at that point. Like, it's packed.
Ready?
What is this?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. I've seen it.
But so we're there, and I'm like, hey, Nick, man, what's going on? And Brittany's like, you know, we're trying to get out of here. My Uber's, like, about to show up. I'm like, you guys have been here for 20 minutes. What the hell's going on? Nick starts yelling crazy things like, this is not used for the radio. Like, you know, can you use this for the radio? We go outside, and these two dudes outside, and they're like, oh, what's going on here? And I'm like, oh, that's Nick Jamelli. Oh, Nick Jamelli! And he's just like, he's in front of a barrel, just faced over. Just faced over.
And everyone recognizes him?
And my wife's, like, chirping at people, too. So I'm like,
what's going on with you and your wife?
I don't know. It's the Nick and Nikki show going on right there.
Like, why is everyone yelling at everyone?
That's what happened. True story. But Nick, literally, I thought Nick wasn't going to make it home. I tried to get him in my Uber. They wouldn't come. So somehow they got home, I think. But yeah, there might be a picture floating around, and I have nothing to do with this.
There's no might be a photo. There's a photo, and it's been sent to us, and it's a picture of Nick just passed out. Is that a trash can you're sitting next to? Yes,
or it's like the valet stand. It's something.
He's passed out next to what looks like a trash can, and he's like, you know, I mean, he looks like
Nick.
A homo.
Come in here,
and all I heard this morning, without knowing what happened, was Nick came in and told Joe, do not post that photo.
I don't want that photo posted. Nope.
Dude, there's a photo of me being carried out of the cask and flagon from one of our things. They had to fish me out from underneath the bathroom
door. I'll
clarify.
I would prefer the picture not be posted, but I can't really stop you guys.
Ah, Nicholas, look at you. You're just like your old man.
Your dad's already posted it on his Facebook.
But there's no way, like, I didn't take the picture. His girl had both his phones. So I'm just curious how the picture
Bird,
got out.
Bird, who took the photo? Because you're the one who originally had it.
Yeah, Bird took the photo.
Bird, did you take the photo?
Yes, he took the photo.
It was on Joe's wife's Snapchat, and I took a screenshot of it and just messed with it.
Because, Joe, your wife was Snapchatting.
Oh, the
right?
Whole entire thing.
Oh, is it still on?
I'll see if I can get it.
Now, Nick, I got to see. Oh, yes.
Wait, Nick, when was the... Wait, what?
Go for it.
What's the last thing you remember?
I remember waiting for the Uber, but it took so long for the Uber. I just decided, you know, Nick tied.
Wait a second. You didn't black out, but you passed out next to a trash can?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nick.
I remember walking up, but then...
By the way... Who can not walk, but they still remember everything?
Did he get sick?
Oh, yeah. I totally puked. outside of our condo, I did puke.
Oh, no, when you got home.
I did not remember that. Okay. No. She reminded me that when we were
How
going to breakfast.
How could you be so drunk that you passed out in front of a casino, but you still remember?
No. I remember walking out, but then I don't know. Just waiting there. We waited for so long, then obviously the more alcohol was getting into my system, and then boom.
Now, is this a
we're getting hashtag post the photo. No.
No,
let's do it. We should.
Is this good for your heart? This is not what your doctors want.
No, this is not what my doctors want.
Joe, what do you got?
I am told that Nick was yelling, "We are privileged," many of times.
What?
I don't know. That's what I'm being told. The video, the video will be coming soon.
Oh, I have to see the video.
So I'm waiting for that to come.
So he was yelling just incoherent stuff?
He was yelling, though. Like, we can't use this for the
Brittany
radio.
Cullen.
And meatballs. Like, I swear to God, I literally was going to pick him up and just bring him in the car.
I want to know more about why your wife was yelling at people.
Oh, I don't know.
I wasn't saying that.
No, not you. No. We were leaving. Bird's girl and my wife, they got, like, this, like, friendship now. And I think they think that me and Bird always looks like he's doing security, right?
Yeah.
We're at the club and he's standing there.
Both of you guys standing there and we were like, all right, man, everything's cool.
So they must just mouth off thinking that we're just like security, you know?
So they're just yelling at random people.
Yes. And there was two dudes outside talking trash to Nick and my wife's like, you guys are talking trash. And I'm like, I got this right now. So literally it was like his, God bless your girlfriend. I'm sorry, but I don't know like how you got home. She got you an Uber. Like, she was a saint.
She got me
night.
Home safely.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag post the photo keeps coming.
She saved my life again.
That's right. Did you soil yourself again?
No, I did not.
Like the time where she found you covered in your own feces?
I did not
okay.
Soil myself again.
So you didn't gamble at all on the way out?
No.
I gave you money to gamble.
I know you did.
Oh, you guys just pocketing. Give somebody a gamble. I say, hey. I wanted someone to come with me, but no one would come.
We just sat down for dinner.
Fred, before when we got walking to the table, you're like, let's just go now. Like, and I was like, I can't.
And Zolak, I ran into him before we ate. And he said that they were all in. I mean, he was with friends. He was celebrating his birthday. But he ended up meeting us at Mystique, the restaurant we were eating at afterwards, and was like, hey, man, I'm just going to hang out here, and I'm not going to go. I was like, ah. Zolak, that's like Zolak's heaven.
Yeah,
he would have fallen in love if he would have gone there.
Yeah. I saw Zolak leaving, like we were leaving at the same time.
Okay,
is when I saw Zolak, but he seemed fine to me. I don't know.
Yeah,
Zolak was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, we were leaving, and I was the last one out, and he was like, "Hey, there, what's up?" And like you guys were all like outside. I'm like, "Oh, there's everybody right there." And I ended up catching a selfie with him, but yeah, he was definitely.
So when's
right
that Mark Jamelli call in and see what he thinks about his son passing out next to a trash can?
All right, we can get Mark Jamelli on the phone.
I got no problem with that.
We associate 9, right?
Yep.
All right, so maybe at 9:20 we talk to Mark Jamelli about his son's behavior.
Let's see if I can get that video.
Why were you watching?
I can't post
that.
I have no idea. She's texting me right now. I'm trying to read the text, but I don't remember saying that, but apparently I was saying that.
Yeah. You blacked out, dude. There's no way you didn't black out.
I'm only going to post the pic if Nick says I can.
I'm not. Yeah. I did. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, there's no way you remember leaving the casino. That's just like in your head.
That's a yes. You want me to post the pic?
No.
Okay. I can't control everyone else.
I'm not going to post the pic.
Oh.
I'm not going to post the pic.
So is it just blur out his face like they do in the cops interviews?
No, it's not very flattering.
It's funny.
Because I've been taped drunk before. And, like, been like, all right, dude, like, there's a time where this is, like, private.
It was funny. The guy who, like, runs the front was like, we got to do something about this guy. I was like, I got it, buddy. He just kind of, like, walked away.
But in fairness, Nick, that is just a photo. So I don't care if you post it or not, but that's just a photo. It's not, like video of you talking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Which in a video of talking is, like, an invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
But I could really care less if we post a photo or not. But there you go. Everything kind of went as planned. Rich got things going. I left very early. I barely ate one morsel of food. And
Fred won a lot of money, and we had a blast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had a great time. Now, unfortunately, it was by myself. But I had a great time. All right, we're going to talk to Bob Sosi in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.